Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the website's so important. Check it out. Great information. CraigJamesFinancial.com. You have the Dow losing about 119 yesterday. Futures is up about 47 or so as we speak. We'll talk about the jobless claims here on the island. Lots happening. Oil, Texas, under the freeze. Really halting stuff in a big way. And I'll tell you, Craig, good morning, my friend. A lot happening here end of the week. A lot happening.
Yeah, it's a lot. Very exciting week this week, Jay. Nobody thought that the state that has all the energy was out of energy, but it is what it is. We've had a tremendous week. It's been up and down on the markets. We've had all sorts of policy discussions from the Fed, from everyone else. So we got an unemployment rate, which was was still not very good. We came in the unemployment claims came to 861,000, which is really a four-week high. This really comes after the Labor Department revised last week's number sharply higher. Well, they reported last week at 793. It's really 848. That's 848,000 jobs. You got to realize pre-pandemic, initial claims usually ran in the low 200,000. So we're four times greater than what we're looking for. Again, there's a lot of states that are closed. There's schools that are closed. There's certainly a lot of the casinos, airlines, blah, 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 blah. So go down the list. This could be fixed somewhat quickly as the vaccine is being more distributed. However, it's hard to argue. We've had some very good numbers in terms of the number of unemployment people looking for people to hire has skyrocketed too. Now we have, we actually have more people, looking to, more job postings is the best way to look at it. More job postings, and with people not filling those jobs. So, the question is if there's some stimulus in the air and you could take a position or you can make more money on your unemployment with an extra $600 a week or $400 a week, whatever the final number is, it's hard to argue that a lot of parts of the economy are very, very good when you're looking for another $1.9 trillion. So we're between a rock and a hard place here, and which is why I think the market has been kind of flat. You know, the things in Texas, there's other volatility. I think they're making a mountain out of it. There are a lot of people without electricity. However, it's a state that that's a red state, and if we could make them look really, really bad, it could be a blue state. So there you go. So there's a lot of other stuff going on here. However, the fact is that Texas is going to warm up. That's a fact of that, and it's also a fact that COVID is going to be inoculated, and we're going to get that under control. So the economy is poised to snap back, in spite of the day-to-day noise. You keep an eye on the focus here. So, we have Dow futures looking up. It was a pretty good day yesterday with the Dow down 119, the Nasdaq down 100. When I say good day, I mean it's within a range at 0.38% from where it is. The Nasdaq, these are all much less than 1%. Most popular stocks, Macy's was in there, Walmart was in there. The highs, First Energy Corp, Advanced Auto Parts up 3%. Albemarle is down 10% on the downside. Walmart down 6% yesterday on some news. And we have oil backing down to under $60 a barrel. Gold at $1,767. Gold has been coming down. So the metals trade, as we thought would be so awesome, is not showing to be, it's pretty much stable. Natural gas is interesting. I noticed they've been building some more pipes on Long Island. PSE&G is making the investment to get more people to natural gas. At $2 per 1,000 cubic feet, for natural gas, really is not profitable. As a matter of fact, it's not profitable for the natural gas producers to pull the gas out of its wells. But in the last 6 weeks or so, it went from about $2 to $3. That's a 50% increase in natural gas, whether it holds at that $3 level. But now we're in an area where natural gas might be more profitable, not just to produce out of the ground, but to distribute. So we're looking at some companies in that sector for, in terms of natural gas, and we think that that's going to bring some juice, at least going forward. It's just an interesting play. We got Bitcoin. Elon Musk, Jay, bought some Bitcoin. I thought that was interesting. I spent $1.5 billion in a $750 billion market cap company. And there's some heat about this. And I started to look at it and scratching my head, Jay. And I was saying, it sounds like if you're a company owner and you're buying Bitcoin, in a sense, you're shorting your company, meaning you're betting your company because you're taking money out of your company to buy some commodity. And so the valuation. So now, if I know that that the valuation of Tesla stock, and Tesla owns, let's say, this company, which is now Bitcoin, if Bitcoin goes up and down, that could be a really problem for Tesla as the owner of Tesla. So I really want to keep an eye. Now, when I looked at that, I noticed that after he made that announcement, Tesla was down 10%. So in a sense, he was buying Bitcoin, longing Bitcoin, shorting Tesla. Very, very interesting move. A head scratcher for sure, but it is what it is. All right, so Uber lost a big case in over workers' rights, UK court, United Kingdom, that's England, and its subsidiaries, ruled that a group of former Uber drivers were entitled to a minimum wage and other benefits while working for the company. This could be, this could have a devastating effect on Uber, and because this is the quote-unquote gig economy, and there's certain taxation that they're avoiding by paying them as 1099 as well as not providing benefits. So that's one that's out there. And another note that the single dose in the Pfizer vaccine is shown to be 85% effective. So on the Pfizer vaccine, if you only got one dose, the rush to get the second dose is good, but it's not as important as other situations. Finally, there's all sorts of great stuff here, but there's so much to talk about, Jay. I saw a report that if you vaccinated 17% of the population over 65, that you've lowered the mortality rate something like 90%. So all you need is a very small percentage of the population over 65 to be vaccinated. You lower the lethalness of COVID across the country. Very interesting. So we need to get these vaccines out and in the arms of people ASAP for those that want it.
No, absolutely. And this, Biden, he's gone a couple of different ways since the get-go here. But, listen, it comes to me, it's about the manufacturers. You must have Pfizer, you must have Moderna produce a lot more. I mean, that goes without saying. J&J shot, we'll see. Maybe a little bit of a delay there from what we read during the week. Maybe, everybody's getting excited over a one-shot type situation. Maybe that could change. We'll see. But right now, it's about Pfizer, Moderna getting it out there, man, because that's an interesting one there. 17%, you're going to lower that mortality rate in such a big way. That's huge. One thing before I let you go, sir, 13% increase. Long Island, the jobless claims, the national front, that rose somewhat here. Concerning to you right now, or is it just because of the spike from January and everything else? What are you reading into that?
I should ask, what are you reading? You deal with so many different people, Jay. On Long Island here, we have a very high educated population, very good. But we do have some other issues. It's hard to get homes. That's been the supply of new homes for people to buy is low, and the ones that they're buying are expensive. And then you certainly got the tax base, which is difficult to swallow when compared to other places. So there might have been people that have moved out of here and are filing for unemployment or just given up. I can't read into too much of that. The Long Island's biggest employer used to be King Cullen. It used to be Northrop Grumman. It used to be King Cullen. King Cullen's, we've had a consolidation in some of our industries, and you're starting to see some of that meet out. Now I think Long Island's biggest employer is Northwell Health. So if you have a job with them, you're in good shape. So it's one of those things it's gonna take some time to work out. I don't know if there's any incentives for new businesses to locate on Long Island. That's another issue as well. So a lot of there's jobs, but it's in different parts of the United States.
So many small businesses as well who just need so much help here. And there are a lot of them right here on the island, folks. Yeah. Craig Ferrantino, don't forget the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Loads of events next week. Looking forward to that as well. And we look forward to Monday morning. That's when we talk to you again, sir. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you, Jay. You too. Have a great weekend.